Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to talk about networking. I love networking. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't. We know that many people dread the idea of participating in networking events of any kind.
Yep.
Yet networking can play a pivotal role in your career development. We're going to start with a question from someone who just learned that his company expects him to network more.
Ooh.
I mean, it's a fair expectation.
Uh-huh.
During our second segment, we'll discuss the value of networking.
Yeah, well, networking. So many people that I know think of this as superficial, horrible activity.
I don't
feel
that.
Superficial.
I don't feel the same way, but yeah, so you relate to the superficial.
Really?
I hope listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co because I think it's a very popular topic.
Logan, what's the question?
I just received my end-of-year performance review, and I got great ratings in every area except networking and building business relationships. I know that my company always emphasizes the importance of networking, but I just hate doing it. I don't like to engage in small talk, and I find group events to be pretentious and boring. I know that if I want to further my career, I'll have to figure something out. Is there a way to network that I won't hate?
Yes. Yes, there is. And also, it's a really good question, and we get this a lot, and we know a lot of people in our orbit that have this feeling. But
yeah.
The thing I don't really understand, I understand if it was a social event.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, a dating event or something. I don't usually talk about dating, but something like that.
I'll get into that later.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. then I can say, okay, that could be pretentious. But there is something you all have in common. This is a business networking event.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, the question to say, so what do you do and who do you work for? It's such an obvious question, whereas it may not be necessarily if it wasn't a business event. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
That I think there's a lot more substance to professional networking than there is to any other kind of networking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said it. Okay, so back to the question.
Right.
So what we always say here for introverts, or maybe you don't want to call yourself that, but just somebody who's uncomfortable at networking events is to get a job. I'm taking Catherine. Catherine always says, get a job.
Like, yep.
Be the person who checks their name in at the door, or maybe sets up the room, or just does something that will help you meet people and say hi to people, and the conversation is a little bit more natural that way. Something I tell a lot of my clients is go to the person ahead of time who's organizing the event, send them an email and say, can you please introduce me to 5 people that I should meet tomorrow evening? Even contact people ahead of time saying, I'm going to be at this event and I really hate these kinds of events, but I wanted to shake your hand and meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And that way set up, you know, start looking for those people, set up pre-introductions.
Right.
Those are my
ideas. Like those ideas. Well, what I was going to say is I think that the key here is to find your way, your style of networking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to say that you get to skip it, but more like what's going to work for you. If you're an introvert, you're going to do much better in one-on-one forms of networking. So you may then need to schedule coffees or luncheons. Or if you do go to one of those larger networking events, you get a partner in crime. You figure out the 5 people you want to meet. You, like, say, go. Go circulate. Come back and meet with your partner. And really understand that you're just getting the person. You're making contact. You're not supposed to build a relationship at that event.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the other things that people find very daunting,
right?
Is they think that, and that's what they find so superficial. Like, I'm not going to get to know somebody at one of those ridiculous things. No, you're not. But what you can do is you can collect contacts, get names. names or cards or whatever, however they, you know, LinkedIn addresses, whatever you want, so that you can then follow up and actually build a relationship.
We still use business cards. People still do business cards to these events.
Bring your cards. And so the idea would be that really your job is to make contact and then build the relationship outside of that event. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, if you are someone, I know of some people who love to socialize, but only on their turf. So stage your own event. Mm-hmm. If you think networking is a drag, then do create a venue that would be fun for you. Also, I think you can join even a discussion group for your industry. Like find, if you hate superficial, find something substantive that catches your attention.
Yeah, I think the reason why this person got this feedback in their review is because it's an important part of business, is that you do have to become friends with people in your industry that are beyond the ones that are sitting right next to you. You do need to meet competitors. You need to meet people that are in different, all kinds of positions in the industry and learn from them. And going to trade shows and going to industry-wide meetings is a part of being a professional.
Mm-hmm. So to help this person do something that he or she won't hate.
But they're going to hate it until it gets comfortable. I think it's an uncomfortable thing until you know enough people that when you walk into a room, you can say hi to people and then say, oh, introduce me to somebody that you're talking to that I didn't know. Mm. It's going to take a while. Look, even the most extroverted person, myself, I don't love it. I walk into that room and it is daunting. Everybody's paired off. Everybody is talking. You can stand there next to people and hope that they give you some attention, and many times they don't. Yeah. So there's tricks to, even if you are extroverted, I do the same thing, ask somebody to introduce me, or I go over to somebody who looks scared, probably most of the listeners, and and they're always so happy somebody came over and is talking to them. And I don't challenge myself to meet everybody in the room, to just meet 3-4 new people.
Yeah. I think that's a good point too, that if you understand that everyone is probably as uncomfortable as you are.
Yeah.
But that may help. That may help you approach
others. But you
all
have something in common, and that's that you work. Yeah. And that you just want to meet other people that are working and see if you can help one another in some way.
Well, that's an interesting thing too, because maybe one way to do networking that you won't hate is to find out what for you is a driver. Like, if you like helping people, then finding out what someone is doing and if there's some way you could assist them. Or if you love new ideas, find out what someone is doing and see if they're doing something that's trending in some way. Mm-hmm. If you know your driver, or if you like to make people feel at ease, or if you like to, talk to serious people, look for the most serious person in the room. But, you know, somehow find out what's going to get you engaged in this.
I think being introduced by somebody who of some importance by the organization is, for me, it has really worked. As soon as I'm introduced by somebody of importance, they take them 5 minutes, 2 minutes to actually talk to me, and then we'll usually follow up. Mm-hmm. Or just ask anybody you might know who's going if they can introduce you to people.
Mm-hmm. So I think you're making one of the points that I'm getting at just in listening to you, Kathy, is that preparing in advance is a good thing to do, right? Whether it's contacting someone who's organizing the event, getting a job or a role for yourself at the event, or even just coming early so that you are almost on the receiving end of other people so that you can naturally introduce yourself.
And then on, another level, it's, if you need a glass of wine to make it more comfortable, they usually serve that. It's usually not good wine, but it probably helps. I have a limit, so you don't say anything wrong. But if you need to do something else before you go, I don't know, maybe change your attire or freshen up, just so that you feel good.
Yeah.
You want to meet people.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. Yeah. Like work out.
Get a little workout.
Well, whatever it is you need to do.
Clean up after you work out, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't go in your workout clothes. Some people will bring a change of clothing to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that they can, be fresh.
Presentable, yeah.
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 All right, so we're throwing out a lot of ideas. Basically, it's find your way, try these different things that we are suggesting, and understand that this is part of your career development, and you got to learn to love it.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, tweet us at AskK2.
If you want to get onto our email list as well, text us at 22828 and type in the word My Crazy Office. That's at 22828 at My Crazy Office. And you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on. Go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show talking about the value of networking. First, we talked about how to get yourself there. Mm-hmm. And now let's just talk about the value.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to let you head this one. Okay. I actually have my favorite one. Well, maybe I'll start.
Go ahead.
The thing that came to mind is you don't want to be the best-kept secret your town.
Right.
And so I think the greatest value of networking is that you're allowing other people to discover who you are.
Mm. Yeah, I think that when you network within your field, you open yourself up to opportunities. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So maybe their company is looking to hire, maybe not that day, but a year from now.
Yeah.
But they've had coffee with you, they've talked with you, and they may recommend you. They may also recommend you for projects that are maybe within the industry. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But it's usually how successful people get their jobs is through their network. Mm-hmm. They don't answer ads. They never have to. So that's just one major thing that it does. Another is it's camaraderie. I mean, if you meet people in other companies that do the same thing as you, you can share advice on how you get things done. Maybe that company uses a software you should know about.
Yeah.
Or maybe they solved some kind of problem that your company is looking to solve. That you bring that information back, that's a coup for you. Yeah.
You know, that's, and we worked with a company where, a number of people, I think it was in the hospice industry.
Well, that was the association.
Right. Yeah. I'm thinking of another hospice that started a group where they would, different administrators in different hospices would have a monthly call.
Right,
and share
that was through the association. So that was the industry association set up.
Yeah.
Networking for peers within the industry so that you got to talk to people. And so that's a good way also to work your industry's trade association. Very, very smart. I think it increases your self-confidence because you're talking to other people and you may find out grass ain't so greener on the other side, or you may find out that you're doing pretty well compared to the way other people, what their situations are like. I think it will also raise your profile just among people in the industry because they get to know you. They find out who you are. So those are a lot of the things you get. I also think you make long-term relationships with people in your field that you don't have to necessarily work directly with them, but you you know people. Yeah. And actually, for each of our books, we met editors or writers that would call us to interview us, and we became friends with a lot of them.
Yeah.
And that was on purpose. We wanted to know them. We knew we had other books coming out, and we wanted them to always write about us. We met some incredible people that way.
Right.
And not everybody wants to stay in touch. Yeah. So, but we made it our job, too.
Well, I think the other thing it does is it brings fresh ideas into your life, right?
Yeah.
Because if you meet people within your industry or outside your industry and find out what they're doing, you're also hearing about the trends in the marketplace that you may not otherwise know about.
Yes.
That can be really exciting. Okay, so that's it for this segment. Tweet us your stories about networking to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K-Squared Studios. Stay crazy.